둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out. Three brand new ones every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the series a rating, leave a review if you feel so inspired. That always helps out so much. We've had some great guests on lately, including comedian Modi. Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins was here. Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers. We talked to David Miller from Il Divo, Grace Cummings, Sebastian Bach from Skid Row, actress Amber Shardy Robinson from Palm Royale on Apple TV+, Prentice Penny, he produced Black Twitter, A People's History on Hulu, comedian Matt Matthews was here, Maya Hawke to talk about her film Wildcat. We started off May with Spike Ferriston, who co-wrote Unfrosted with Jerry Seinfeld, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, we're talking about the Apple TV Plus series, The Big Cigar, with Tiffany Boone, Alessandro Nivola, and PJ Byrne. And so the Big Cigar, a limited series, it stars Andre Holland as Black Panther leader Huey P. Newton and tells the incredible true story of a wild caper of a Newton escaping from the FBI to Cuba with the assistance of famed producer Bert Schneider. In an impossibly elaborate plan involving a fake movie production that goes wrong in every single possible way that it can. Let's see, we're going to talk about how the series tells a story of the Black Panthers that is seldom seen, with a focus on not just the racial revolution, but also the many programs that Newton and the group started, including free school breakfast for kids. Alessandro is going to tell us why he wanted to portray Bert Schneider like he was Warren Beatty in the movie Shampoo, while Tiffany Boone reveals her process of playing Gwen Fontaine as a strong pivotal character against Holland's Newton, and the fun of working on a 70s period piece. We'll also talk to PJ about his insights into his breakout episode that encompassed just about every emotion that an actor can go through. All that and more, we're talking about The Big Cigar, out now on Apple TV+. It's Kyle Meredith with Tiffany Boone, Alessandro Nivola, and PJ Byrne.
Hi.
What's up, Kyle? How you doing?
I should say right off the bat, beautifully shot, outstanding acting. What an insane story that I had no clue about. Did you all know about the story beforehand? Had you heard this?
No, I had no idea. That's why I was like, what is going on? Also, I didn't know, honestly, a lot about the Black Panther movement. Obviously, I've heard of it, but I didn't know a lot about Huey P. Newton. So it was such a great journey to dive into all of this, truly.
Same thing. I think I knew a little bit about what the Black Panthers were and stood for, but seeing how this series kind of tells the history, I'd love to hear that from you all too, because this, I feel like it there's a purpose to say this is what they were actually about. It was so much more. It's the programs. It's everything. Like, in telling the story, what was that part?
The programs that still exist, by the way, when he was helping feed sort of inner city youth. The program that we have in California today, that lunch program that we feed 15 million students in California, is based on a program that Huey started for the Black Panthers in Oakland, which is like amazing to me. So you can see how these tentacles can grow, with big ideas in the civil rights movement, what have you. So it's like, I mean, he's left a mark.
Tiffany, did you know this story beforehand?
I didn't know, this particular story. I think maybe I had read the Playboy article about the Big Cigar, but I'm trying to think, when I read it, maybe I was like, is this even true? You know what I mean? I really didn't really dive into it. So getting to be a part of this and learn more about it is just really interesting.
Yeah. And I feel like, I should hit the obvious question here, but telling Huey's story, like it is a bizarre story and it's entertaining for you. Why is it important to tell right now?
Yeah, I mean, I always think it's important to tell the stories of, people who made such a big change in how we got to where we are now, especially if we can tell it with humanity, because I think, people know the name Huey P. Newton, they know the Black Panther Party. You might even know, more than that about the Panthers. And I felt like I knew a good amount, but by doing this show, I got to really learn about the humanity of Huey and Gwen and Bobby Seale in a new way. And I think that's what's important. It's let's stop holding these people up on a pedestal and realize that they were real human beings that were affected by having to be the heads of these parties. And how can we move forward and make change without needing people to have so much pressure on them in that way and suffer because of it?
I mean, it's the line, right? If an image becomes iconic, it's impossible to see the subject as anything else.
Yeah.
And I mean, we see this all the time, even with present day celebrity, but it is, it's eye opening. Even I think there's, for me at least, there was a correction of just the knowledge of what the Black Panther Party was, that perception that is there and how they've been remembered. The programs and everything else. I mean, I don't know what you can talk about with that, but it feels like there was a lot of purposes for this series, and it kind of shining the light on exactly the history of what the Black Panther Party was seemed to be one of them.
Yeah, I think that was part of it. I mean, I think there was a lot of propaganda around, and some that the Panthers used to their own advantage, and a lot that was put on them by the FBI and all these other forces that were trying to take them down to just make them a group of black men with guns. And they were so much more than that. At the center of what they really cared about was bettering their community, this community that had such social and economic inequality, right? And so I think if we can tell stories like this and you can see Huey, fighting for these programs, fighting for the breakfast program, out there with the children, it'll really show the humanity of these people and what their real intentions were.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the cast of The Big Cigar.
Alessandro, for you, like, so we have these are real people that you're playing, fictionalized versions to a point, but these are real people. And sometimes I feel like you all get to be the comedy duo in the big, heavy subjects. How did you want to play him?
Like Warren Beatty and Shampoo.
Boom. Boom.
Why is that?
I think Bert wanted to be Warren Beatty and Shampoo. I really think he sort of almost fashioned himself after Beatty. Beatty was kind of like, at that particular moment, he was the matinee idol. And he was like the coolest cat in town. And Bert, you know, wanted to kind of be him. But then I think he fell in love with Huey Newton and decided that his life had another purpose.
It's interesting watching you on there because obviously you've got a lot of dialogue, but it feels like there's still a lot of silent acting that goes along with him, a lot of reacting with your eyes that's happening. Was that something you were going for?
You know, it's hard to say. I somebody asked me about this before. Yeah. Interestingly, I mean, it is interesting that you're saying this because it makes me think back on the series now and wonder, like,
you should have been a silent matinee
was that
idol.
Was I just like giving like Rudy Valentino like
yeah. Why wasn't I live in 1919?
Was it the eyeliner yeah. that they put on me? I don't
god
know.
Damn it.
I honestly don't really separate like reaction from speaking in performance. Like it's all kind of, if it's going well, like I'm not really noticing any
present.
Of that. I just kind of stop thinking for a little while, and that's kind of the joy of it. But definitely listening as an actor is you know, any actor who's been to acting 101 will tell you that it's a very important thing, and that to really hear people talking to you in those conversations, because you know, I remember, especially as a young actor, when you're starting out, like you're so concentrated on what you're doing that you aren't able to just like relax and actually hear what people are really saying. You know,
no,
you're
we,
just waiting for your cue or whatever. And that probably is one of the most important.
No, we talk. There's things, a scene so. That we do where I literally like undress him, and we've talked about this before. How, at least for me, it's like, you know, first of all, I like, you know, Alessandro. I'm like, I love this man as a human. So it's that added that helped me like be in the scene when he tells me you're not my best friend anymore. But also, he's a superb actor, and I know what you're getting at. So when I'm undressing him, the lights are on in a gigantic way. There is a lot he's processing, and I am affecting him, even though he's not saying anything. I see him going through the journey, and I'm knowing what's working and not working, even though he's not really saying anything. And it's really crushing my mind, but helping me as an actor to get through the scene. And I say that was like one of the top five scenes I've ever got to do. And he's not saying a lot. He's really not. But he's saying a ton, if that makes sense.
I was going down my laundry list.
No, that's what I was like. So I gotta, and he wasn't even doing it. He was sending it out. This is the irony of all of it. It's so annoying.
So very annoying. It's very obvious and noticeable is what I was trying to say. All that happening. a lot of times, especially when you're telling stories in the 60s, you know, in the past, you know, a lot of times women are used as props. You know, these weren't bystanders. Gwen was not a bystander. How did you want to play her?
Yeah, I mean, it was really important to me to be able to show the nuance in who she was. I think we definitely don't know enough about the women who were the backbone of the Black Panther Party. And Gwen Fontaine in particular, like, she wasn't in front of the camera, like, ever. If somebody can find an interview of her, please send it to me, because I have not found one yet, right? And so it's important to show that there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women in the party that were doing the hard labor of the party, cooking, cleaning, raising children, making plans, running the party, doing meetings. Like, they were really doing a lot of the hard work for the party. So I hope by seeing Gwen and the other women that are included in the show that people get curious and want to learn more about these women.
Not having something like the interviews, like you were saying, as an actor, knowing that you're portraying a real person, does that make it harder, or does that sort of take the pressure off?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both, because it's like someone like Andre, who is playing Huey, where there's like countless hours and hours of like interviews where people could probably go, ah, he didn't move his hand like this, or he didn't say it like this. You know what I mean? Like, there's that pressure there. But for me, I'm like, well, she's still alive. Like, she could just watch this and be like, what's that? You know what I mean? So in some ways, because most people don't know who she is, it kind of takes the pressure off of me, because I could, you know, fill in the blanks for myself. But at the same time, I really wanted to respect her and what I have learned about her. So, you know, there's pros and cons to each, I think.
And speaking of Andre, of course, I mean, give the man awards, you know, getting lost in that performance as a scene partner. What was that experience?
I mean, I had so much respect for Andre before I even met him, and then getting to like watch him do this particular thing, because I think this is so different than anything any of us have ever even seen Andre do, I think. Just watching him, like, most of it, like, preparation, like, I've done plenty of preparation and we talk, but like, as soon as you say action and you're just sitting there watching Andre and listening to him, you're like, okay, I buy it. Like, I'm in. What I have to do? Oh yeah, say this line. Cool. Great. I said the line. Like, you know what I mean? To me, it's like the Andre show, and like, we're all just here to kind of support that. So I just feel honored that I got to, like, you know, do this process with him.
Yeah. And I guess a lot about, I mean, it's about reacting in the moment, and it feels like a lot of this was, I don't know, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. You made it look easy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I mean, was it easy? I don't know about that, but yeah, for us, we just wanted it to be really organic. So there's a lot of stuff that was like improvised, and that we just, you know, we'd be like, can we just have a take where we can just do whatever we want to do? And just the relationship between the two of them was so important to us. So like, we really took our time to try to make it feel special and unique.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the cast of The Big Cigar.
Coming off of Hunters, which was set in the 70s, right? For you, I'm sure it's fun on top of it. It's fun being in periods. But did those periods lend anything to how you approach these characters, these type of characters?
Yeah, I mean, they're both set mostly in the 70s, right? And I kind of did them kind of back to back a little bit of time in between, I guess. For me, one, I just love the fashion of the time. So that's number one. Then the afro, the second you put an afro on me, I'm a whole different creature. Like, you can't tell me anything. But my approach to the two characters is just so, so different, you know what I mean? And so while they are in the same time period, and they actually cared about very similar things, and they were both mothers, I think I took a much gentler approach, I think, with Gwen. I think I wanted her to feel like she had an opportunity to be softer and more nurturing, and more quiet at a lot of moments, because she just has this quiet, like, you know, energy about her where she could just look at him and set something straight, you know? So, yeah, it's just always fun to play in the 70s, and then get to play two different characters that I love. It's just great.
Is there another era you'd want to play on top of this?
I did a play in college that was set in the Harlem Renaissance, and I wouldn't mind to do that again. I would like to do that.
That's funny. I was just talking with another actor, and they said the same. Not even about this series. Oh, for Charlie Robinson. She was like Harlem Renaissance.
Perfect. Like, let's do it together then.
PJ, I also want to hit on, you know, because I think it's episode three. Like, we see you go through all the emotions.
Yes.
Like, what was that experience?
Well, for a couple, this is, I mean, there's two big things that I love about this. Obviously, this sharing the story with the world, and I didn't know a lot about Huey P. Newton and the Black Panthers and the Civil Rights Movement, so, like, sharing that with the world is important. But from an actor perspective, I like to show the totality of a human. So, like, his highs and lows, his happiness, his humor, his, like, depression and all of that is such a great journey. And for me, I truly feel like the audience. So I wasn't here to help Huey P. Newton at first. I'm just here to help my buddies. Like, you got to help this fucking. I'm like, all right, fuck you. I'm doing it for him. But when I'm exposed to Huey and the civil rights movement and seeing all the loss and pain that he's gone through and friends that have died, you know, this is how things happen. And people can relate to, like, big ideas and hopefully change is made where you're presented with a moment in your life where you're going to have to do the right thing or not. And a lot is going to be on the line. And Steve Blatter, you know, puts his life literally on the line and his family and his business to do the right thing. And that's just being a human. So I love that part of it. Like, humans every day have to do the right thing. And these problems are going on all around us, all around the world. You know, and there's my favorite quotes is by, it's an old African proverb, but a friend of our family's is Senator Cory Booker. He says it all the time. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And you need a group of people to help a movement. So I was just glad to be a little piece in, you know, in a movement, if you will.
And it is. It's a big story. I'm glad you said all that so I don't feel bad asking something completely trivial.
Please do. Please do.
Have you seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and did you like it?
Of course.
Yeah. No, because I say that. Like, I did like that movie, yes. But I thought that was a great joke. I say it. Yes, I say it. But I was like, I think this is hysterical that his character, because I fucking hated it. Sorry for cursing. Sorry for cursing, world.
Silly little moment, but I did want to.
No, I appreciate that moment because that's the little magic, those little soup salt that makes things great. I appreciate that.
You all, seriously, I loved your performances in this. This story is, it's important, but it's also so entertaining to watch. Congrats on everything about it. I hope everybody wins the awards, and thank you so much for taking the time to
talk
about
it. Thank you, my friend. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much, truly.
Thank you so much.
My thanks to Tiffany Boone, Alessandro Nivola, and PJ Byrne. The Big Cigar, playing now on Apple TV+. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button while you're here so you can keep up with all the interviews just like this one. Three brand new ones a week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify, at Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Also, please do give the series a rating. Leave a review as well. That always helps out so much. And after all that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where you'll find me every weeknight at 6 p.m. Eastern with 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Tom Waits, Neil Young, Kirsty MacColl, Iron and Wine, Fiona Apple, Abandoned Pools, The Smiths, R.E.M., Scarlett Johansson, Modern English, DJ Rap, Angelique Kidjo, Violent Femmes, Kacey Musgraves, Hooray for the Riff Raff, The Replacements, Counting Crows, Crowded House, and my interview with actor Hamish Linklater as we talked about Manhunts on Apple TV+. Just an example of what you can hear every weeknight at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition of Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.